a qualified, competent shochet shechts an animal, shechts a bird, so either the Meister Shechita was acceptable or not, but the shochet cannot make a tenai and say, well, the Shechita should be valid. I'm going to do a valid Meister Shechita. The animal should be kosher, almanas, that it rains tomorrow. Almanas, that it rained yesterday. Mishnayos in Gittin and Kiddushin and several of the Masechtos are full of examples of Tanai. It's based on the episode of Chumash, Tanai b'nei Gad b'nei Reuven. But there is no Tanai by Shechita. I cannot go to mikveh and say, I'm going, a person can immerse his own body in the mikveh to become tar, or immerse a kli in the mikveh to tar. I'm being told by the kli, almanas, that it's going to rain tomorrow. Either it was a valid Maisa Tevila or it wasn't. It was a valid Maisa Shechita or it wasn't. But if it was a valid Maisa Shechita and a valid Maisa Tevila, Tanai does not matter. The Shechita worked regardless of your Tanai. Similarly, I cannot say, I'm going to mikveh now, but I'm being masked in advance that the Tahara shall only be chal tomorrow. I'm shecht the animal, but the heter lachil shall only be chal tomorrow. There's no Tanai by Shechita and Tevila. There's no la'achar zman. I cannot delay the chalos of the heter achilo, the chalos tahara. In Maseches Gittin, you saw in Bikias that Gemara talks about several places, particularly comes up at the very beginning of the last parak, for those who learned the last parak. There's a discussion amongst the Tanoim, would it be feasible for a husband to say, divorcing his wife, she's now mutaris to marry others, with the exception of Kevin. The husband really doesn't like this fellow, Kevin. So he says, you can, yare mutaris chalad, dam chutz mi Kevin. The Gemara has a discussion about that. Fundamentally, all to work. On the other hand, maybe the notion of limiting the gerusha is inimical. It's inimical to what Gerushin is meant to be. Gerushin has to be a full split. But fundamentally, one can imagine, at least in theory, being Mishayer, leaving something out of the Gerushin, a partial Gerushin. Certainly we discussed, I could sell you something. In terms of Kinyane Mamon, I could have a financial transaction where we're transferring partial ownership of the asset. I'm giving you, with exception of this. You own it, except with respect to next year's crop. We discussed that early in the year. There's no such thing, but there's no shiur by shechita or tevila. I can't say, I'm shechting this, it should be mutter to everyone except for Jim. No. If the shechita is valid, the shechita is valid. I can't limit. I can't limit the chalos of shechita or tevila with a tenai. Can't make it contingent. Number two, I cannot limit the chalos of a shechita or tefillah by delaying it in time, lachar zman. Number three, I cannot limit the chalos of the shechita or tefillah qualitatively in terms of saying, limiting its scope, it's only going to be tar with respect to this, it's only going to be kosher for certain people. Why? Because as Reb Chaim develops, in Hilchos Yibum V'Chalitza, began to talk about this yesterday, as Reb Chanan develops further in Kovet Tzahar Siman Ayin Vav, when you think about all the chaluyos, to be grammatical, or all the chaloysen, to be yeshivish, in halacha, all the status changes. That's what the word chalos means. A new status sets in. To be chal means to set in. Sometimes you talk about, Pesach is chal b'Shabbos. Pesach fell out on Shabbos. So sometimes you have a status change. A new status sets in. A new status is chal. So it's being chal is chalos, or chalois. So when you think about all the chaloisin in halacha, or all the chaluyos in halacha, all the ways in which a new status could set in on a person, or set in on an item, so Reb Chaim and Reb Chanan point out, if you're thinking big picture about halacha, you have to realize that chalosin come in two flavors. There are the type like shechita and tevila that I don't get to decide that the animal is kosher. The animal is kosher because there was a proper ma'aser shechita done. Now the halacha says the animal is kosher. You might need human involvement. The chalos is driven by a particular ma'aser. A certain event happens that creates a status change. A proper shechita happens to the animal. Now the animal is kosher to eat. A proper tevila happens to a person or a kli. Now that person or kli is tahar. some of those maisim don't even require human involvement at all. If a kli falls, slides off the shelf and falls into a mikveh and doesn't break, okay, the tevila happened on its own, it's still valid. There you need no human involvement al pi pashtos whatsoever. Shechita definitely does involve human, does require human involvement. You need koach gavra, perhaps. You need certainly human involvement, but still, it's not that the shochet is choosing to make the animal kosher. If a maisa shechita was done, the animal is kosher. The maisa itself creates the chalos. Sometimes the definition of the maisa as a shechita requires human involvement. Sometimes, as with tefilas kelim, it does not require human involvement. But it's the maisa that's the mela automatically making the chalos happen. If the maisa is making the chalos happen, so then who am I to say, well, it should only work if. It should only work tomorrow. It should only work with respect to him. It's not up to me. I'm not deciding to make it kosher. I decided to do a shechita. But if the shechita was done, the shechita makes it kosher. Masha'enokin, Reb Chaim will point out, there's a whole other category of chalosin in halacha, which are the result of my decision-making power. There's a person or a group of people who are valvatim, over they control this area of life, whether it's financial ownership or in a broader sense, they're the bialim, and they have the right to decide. They're deciding that this should be the case. When a person decides to be a nazir, say he is the sentient human being who says he's going to be a nazir, he's making himself a nazir. He's balabas over whether or not he should be a nazir. It's his decision-making power. Or a person decides that a fellow goes out into the backyard and picks 100 apples, his backyard in the Galil. He picks 100 apples and brings them into the house. And now he says, these two apples should be truma on the rest. So that's his decision-making power. As the owner of the apples, he's decided that these apples are, he's being kori shame truma. He's taking a nether. He's becoming a nazir. Or he's making a financial kinyan. Buying, selling, gifting. As the owner, as the financial owner of this property, I am choosing to transfer ownership to you. I am choosing to rent it to you. Maybe I'm choosing to buy it from you or to sell it to you. Kinyanim require das. They require what Rebbe Chanan calls koach bialim, my power as the owner, whether financially the owner, like an item that I'm selling, or in a looser sense, I don't own my body, but I still get to decide if I'm going to be a nazir or not. If I own an apple, I can take a nether that I can't eat it, or I can take a nether you can't eat it. Or if you own an apple, I can still take a nether that I can't eat it. I don't own the apple, but I'm the bialim, so to speak, over me. I'm in charge of what I'm going to do. Or in the realm of getting the kiddushin, the realm of kinyan ishos, transactions that change not financial status of an item, but change or create or eliminate or change a relationship between people. So boy and a girl decide to get married. They're deciding. It's their das bialim that's making the marriage. Or tragically, a marriage ends. So it's the das bialim of the husband. The husband has das ligaresh. So there are chaluyos that just are driven by a maisa, and there are chaluyos that are the result not only of a maisa, but require das bialim to make them happen. So by the second category, we do have tonight, and we do have la'achar zman. At least in theory, it's probably not a wise idea, but in theory, sometimes by getting the kiddushin, and sometimes even by kinyan mamon, I could say we're going to do the ma'aseh kinyan now, but we're stipulating it may or may not be valid, depends on whether or not, whatever, tonight, or we're doing the ma'aseh now, but it should only be chal, should only take effect tomorrow or after 30 days. In principle, that can only work. Practically, it doesn't work for certain kinyanim. Or I could be mishayim. All of these are phenomena that only come up, features of a chalos that's tali and das. Because I can, the Torah is machadesh, that if I have to express my das, I can express my das with a conditionally. So I'm saying, I only have das lahaknos if it rains tomorrow. Okay, so if it rains tomorrow, then I have das lahaknos. If not, not. I can express das lahaknos if only, my das only starts in 30 days from now. Or my das is limited. And we discussed yesterday a critical nafkamina is one of the things that we identify most with das. Who's not a person of das? Cher shot v'katan. Right?
Cheshin vav. Cher shot v'katan.
They're lav b'nei deya. They don't have das. They don't have das. And therefore, they can't engage in kinyanim. Neither kinyanim mamon nor kinyanim ishus. Therefore, they generally cannot engage in, what's it called? They generally cannot engage in... they usually can't take a neder, become a nazir, they cannot be mafresh trumas samarzes, they don't have das. But if Cher Shot V'Katan jumps in the mikvah, so if it was a valid maisa tefila, all parts of the body that need to touch the water did, it works. How about if he did a shechita? How about if he wrote a get? It means l'shma.
As I said yesterday.
Gadol Omed Al Gabav versus actually requiring a Gadol. We don't say that you can do it, make a kinyan because Gadol Omed Al Gabav. We don't say you can be mafresh truma samaritan because Gadol Omed Al Gabav. The notion that, well, you have to be a Gadol or else there's a Gadol on top of you reminding you what to say, that never works if you actually require das. Something like a kinyan or a hafla'a. A frashas truma, a neder, that actually requires my decision-making power. I have to be a gadol who has das, who has decision-making power, who is expressing my own decision-making power. What does it help that you're telling me what to decide? I have to make that decision. And I'm a cher shot v'katan. I don't have the das to make that decision. But if it's something that doesn't actually require das, it just requires a maisa. Every once in a while, part of the definition of the mice is thinking certain thoughts. Lishma, exactly as you said. That's what Ruchaim says, giving a get, that's the Kenyan Gerishin requires das. You can't give a get with a gadol min al-gabav. Even if you have a katan who is married min ha-Torah, who can think of such a case, he could not give a get. I gadol min al-gabav. No, if he's the husband, he has to express his das, l'garish. But if you have a katan who's a sofer, that's where the sugya chaval chavdei raises the possibility. Well, maybe gadol omen al gabav is good enough. What do you mean? Because the sofer isn't deciding that this should be a get. It is a get. It's a get if it was created properly. It was created properly. I mean, the ksiva was done. Part of it has to do with the maisa of ksiva, and part of it has to do with the thought, the intent of the writer. That's not his decision-making power. Das means decision-making power. Kavana means my intent. Here's what I was thinking. I have kavana when I daven, hopefully. It means I have certain ideas in mind, but I'm not using das in the sense where I daven. I'm not deciding. God is making decisions. I'm davening. I'm in conversation with Kadosh Baruch Hu. I'm saying certain words, and my mind is thinking certain ideas. Kavana, not das. Das is koach bayil. Das means decision-making power. Okay, I'm not talking about it in the Kabbalistic sense. Chachum Bina V'Das, for that you have to ask a Kabbalist. But the halachic sense of Das, to be a Bardeya means not just to have ideas, to be smart and think thoughts, not just cognition, that's Kavan. Das means I'm deciding. I'll give you another great example of a case where Das matters. I mentioned yesterday, we're talking about the chaluyos that require das. Most of them are grand. So, getting the kiddushin is of our very grand scale. Becoming an azir, be mafresh truma. We chuslah as Jews, we yearn for the chance to be mafresh truma. Okay? Or even in your kinyanei mamon. But here's a simpler one. The Gemara says that there are many different types of things that are muktza because of what they are. Or I can have a chair that became muktza. Why was the chair muktza? So it's a usable chair. It's a kli. What's wrong with the chair? The answer is, well, you left money on the chair before Shabbos. Basis. The chair was a basis of davar ha'aser. Even the chair itself would not otherwise be muktzah, but because when Shabbos began, the chair was a basis, otherwise known as a basis, it's a base supporting the davar ha'aser. So that, if that's true at the beginning of Shabbos, so that gives for the entire Shabbos the chair is locked in as it's muktzah as a basis of davar ha'aser. But the Gemara has one additional asterisk. In order to become a basis, you need two ingredients. Number one, that at the beginning of Shabbos, it was physically supporting. The money, the cash was on the chair, the laptop was on the chair, the phone was on the chair, whatever it is. Number one. Number two, the Gemara says, it has to be meniach as opposed to shocheach. You meant for it to be there. If you forgot, a guy runs in late Erev Shabbos, is quickly right, jumping in the shower, changing quickly into Shabbos clothing, and he put his wallet down on a chair. He didn't mean for it to stay there. He just was in a rush. He planned to pick it up 5 minutes later. And then in his rush, he forgot. He got distracted. He forgot. He never intended for the wallet to be on the chair all Shabbos. He intended to put the wallet where he usually puts it, on top of the shelf, whatever. So then, it's not a basis. And you could tip the chair, the wallet falls off on its own, and you couldn't use the chair. Why? Because your word, meniach, you were shocheach. So Bukhara says, you know what that means? That means that you have to have das to make it a basis. Says Lamay Nafkamina. Probably not making it a Tanai. No, I don't think so. I'll tell you what's Nafkamina. You know what's Nafkamina? Nafkamina is. I think Rabbi Kiva Eger talks about this maybe. Rabbi Kiva quotes your earlier conversation about this. How about if I left my wallet on your chair? I'm a guest in your house. And you told me. I could use, this is my room for Shabbos. It's like, great. So I'm changing, I'm setting stuff up, and I'm, laying my things out, making myself comfortable in your guest room. And I left my wallet and car keys or whatever else on one of the chairs. Turns out, you want that chair for Shabbos. You're going to, with extra guests, you can bring that chair up to the dining room. I left my wallet there. I intended to leave my wallet there. I definitely know how. So then is Ein Adam Oser Davar She'eno Shalom. Or if you want to call that Davar She'eno Shalom for short. Dal Shin Alf Shin. Ein Adam Oser Davar She'eno Shalom. If it's not mine, I can't make it trafe if it's not mine. That's the din. It has to be that the owner of the chair intended for the laptop to be there, for the wallet to be there. If some other guy put the wallet there, but the owner wouldn't have wanted that, no. Now let me ask you a question. So let's say Rahman Atzlan, Reuben walks into Shimon's kitchen on Erev Shabbos. Shimon's kitchen smells divine. There's a fantastic chow pot that's bubbling away. So Reuben says, I think it would smell even better if I put in some butter. So he takes half a stick of butter. And throws it in. Half a stick of butter might not be batel b'shisha. So a dab of butter in a chalom pot is usher to do, but the chalom would put the butter, but half a stick of butter, that's a lot of butter. It probably will taste very, very good. And it's also usher bahana. Or is it? Shimon says, what'd you do? I didn't give you the right to put the butter in. Ain't no them usher davar she'eno shalom. Who gave you the right to? Trafe up my kitchen. I never gave permission. Right? Reuben walks into Shimon's backyard and shoots Shimon's animal in the head. Nevela. Why? Shimon says, how dare you? What did you do? I didn't give you permission to make my animal in Nevela. And other mouths are never Shimon Shalom. So we say, well, that's absurd. What do you mean? It's a Nevela. What do you mean? It's Basa B'chalav. But by Basis we say it, and by plenty of other cases we say it. If a fellow bows down to if Reuven instead of shooting, what I say he shot Shimon's cow, what I say dog cow, what I say wolf cow, right? So instead of shooting Shimon's cow, let's say Reuven does a different avera, more severe, and just I don't know what's more disturbing. They're both disturbing. Reuven walks into Shimon's backyard and starts bowing, worshiping Shimon's cow. Well, it's an interesting taste. That story went out of vogue, a couple thousand years ago among Jews. But okay. That's a horrific avera. horrific aveira. Reuven is over the avodah zarah. That's terrible. Reuven did a very severe chet. Is Shimon's cow aser v'hana? Avodah zarah, not only the act of avodah zarah is an aveira, but a cheftza, an item that is an avodah zarah, an item that is ne'evad, an item that is deified, becomes aser v'hana. We discussed earlier in the year, if a fellow makes a horrific decision to go to Home Depot and buy a cypress pine and plant it in his front yard so that he could worship it, so that is both absurd and profoundly usur. That's an act of creating avodah zarah, then he's worshiping that avodah zarah, and that tree is now usur bahana. And if he sells it to the house subsequently to someone else, we're going to have to figure out how do we deal with the beer of avodah zarah. A serious issue. So let's say Reuven walks over to Shimon's. Reuven walks over to Shimon's cow and bows down. If Reuven walks over to his own cow and bows down to it, the cow is aser b'hana. That was a terrible decision in a whole host of others. If Reuven walks over to Shimon's cow and Reuven bows to Shimon's cow, ein adam oser davar she'en shelo. Meaning Reuven did violate the heinous chet of avodah zarah. He did an act of avodah zarah, but the cow doesn't become aser b'hana. Shimon will say, get out of my property right now and keep your hands off of my animals. But Shimon's cow is totally kosher. You can shech the cow, you can eat the cow, you can use the cow, but whatever you're going to do, the cow, why? Ein adam oser davar she'en shelo. Reuven is not authorized to designate Shimon's cow as avodah zarah. Or, again, in a far more friendly and mutter context, Reuven is not authorized to deem Shimon's chair a basis to Reuven's wallet. Because those are both things that require das. You need to make a cheftza, the cheftza of avodah zarah, it's not enough to do an act. You have to also have das. You have to decide, as the owner of this item, I am deciding, a terrible decision, that this should be an avodah zarah. Or a neutral decision, that this chair should now be a basis. So no one else can do it. You don't have das ba'al, you're not authorized to do it. Masha'en okein, basar b'cholav, nevela, that's not, becoming basar b'cholav isn't the chalos that requires das ba'al. I don't have to decide by the koach violent invested in me by the halacha as the owner of this meat, I'm deciding it should be bas b'chol. No, it could become bas b'chol without my decision, without anyone's decision. If the milk dripped in on its own, I had a container of milk in the fridge and it exploded. Say, no one decided it. It doesn't matter. It's a mitzias. The maisa, the reality, makes a chalos. So in that case. In that case, we wouldn't say ain't on the most davishan. So the facts are what the facts are. The facts are what the facts are. If I sell you something, and if I take a neder, and then within 2 seconds I say, "Oh, I take it back," chazara tochedei dibur. We can discuss when chazara tochedei dibur works. But can you take back a tevila? No, because once again. There's no das there. Just the maisa happened. I can retract. I can be chozer. Chazara can work. Not chazrin for b'china. The chazara can work. Toch de dibur. Only by something that requires das. Yeah.
Did he in adam aser davar she'eino shelo? Like as in, what if he was? Like, as in, he didn't establish any sort of ownership. Like, if he was stole the cow, would that then make it?
So that's above a kama, Shaila. To what extent does a thief become have some sort of bias over the item? So that's a good question. But again, Kolzman, that highlights the point, which is if you're not the owner, to the extent that you're not the owner, you cannot, you don't have the power to give it the status of Isser. You do have the power, unfortunately, to give the status of Basar B'chalav. That's a reality. Now, there are more nafkaminas. We will not see all of them. But one of them, Rav Chana is a total of 9. One more is brings us back to where we, to home base. And that is, And that is, Reb Chaim had raised a question, Eitz Lakim Adavar, Davar Sheba Erev requires Eitz Lakim Adavar, Makadosh Bein Ola Veinav, Makadosh Bein Echad, Kiddush Nagwaran, Kiddush Nisamachay, that we're ligging in yesterday. The Gemara comes to the conclusion that if a boy gives a girl a ring, and they both freely admit, and they're proud of that, they're happy. Yeah. They care for each other, they want to spend the rest of their lives together, and he couldn't wait. They were so, both were so impatient. They have a wedding date set for 6 months, weeks from now, and they couldn't wait. And on a date, he popped out a ring. He said, "Darling, I want to marry you right now." And she said, "Wow, I'm so touched." So probably the adults in the room won't be so happy. Like, we're planning a wedding. Usually doing things prematurely is not the way to go. But okay, but now we have to pick up the pieces of halacha. Are they already married? Are they already married? So if no, if you didn't have two kosher eidim watching, the answer is no. But they both freely tell us that it was, that we believe that's what happened, but it wasn't chal. It didn't. The chalos wasn't created unless they were eidim watching. Even you did the ma'isa. So says Reb Chaim, says Reb Elchanan, the notion that the chalos requires eidim watching, that's a feature. That's a premium feature of something that requires das. Ayin, lamin, kuk, hey, dal, eiz lakim adavar, eiz lakim adavar, only pops up by things which require das. You remember yesterday, Reb Chaim had said, "I understand. Give me kiddushin requiring das, davar sheberva, halat sota, achman son, a man and a woman have an affair, she's married to someone else, and they have an intimate affair. Eishes, eishes, and sota, asur labal, asur labal, the whole horrific status of sota sets in, and the Gemara in Ksuba Daf Tes, we began to look at yesterday, the world famous Sugya Pes Pasuach, makes it very clear that if the criminal event of Niyuf occurred, even if there were no Eidim watching, which will usually be the case, the status of Eishes Ishes and Sud is in force. There may be a question we don't know, Bezin might not know, did the Znus occur or not? That's what the Gemara there says. The Ksuga Pes Pasuach is a Safik, a Svek Shaker. We're not sure what happened. Yeah, but that's classic Lo Ivru Sahadi Lashaka. That's what the Gemara says in Kiddushin Samachay. Eid is Labir Adav. I need Eidim to know what the facts are. The problem is, the Gemara says Lo Ivru Sahadi Lashaka. Eidim are only for lawyers. I mean, Eidim are just to figure out what the facts are. Eid is Labir Adav. The Gemara says, by Mamon! But how about Sota? Subhastav Tess, the Gemara says Sota also. It doesn't use that terminology, but it's the clear presumption of the underlying, and the problem is all Gemara, is if indeed an act of Znus occurred, even without Aden, the status of Sota is fully in force. So how do you make sense of that? So Chaim says, I'll tell you how you make sense of that. Because Gittin v'Kiddushin, Gerushin, Kiddushin, those are Chalios that depend on Das. There are parties are making a decision to create or to end a marriage relationship, but sota labayla is doesn't require das. If she was rachmal and slan, it was against her will, that doesn't qualify as an activation since das or labayla. But if she was a willing consensual participant, the mitzias of the act of znus is what damages the marriage. It doesn't require das. And he suggests, according to the Rambam, that's true for chalitza as well. That's why chalitza, you need them to understand what they're doing, but golom el gabov might work. Because chalitza also is not something that requires das. So that's why you don't need, according to the Rambam, edus l'kiyum adav. Now, okay. That's step number one. Question.
For the case of Reuven shooting Shimon's cow, so it's not a sort of Shimon to benefit whatever because it's his cow, but can Reuven eat from the meat of the cow?
Reuven shot Shimon's cow.
Avodah Zarah.
Reuven bowed down to Shimon's cow, so Reuven did the Maisa Avera of Avodah Zarah, for which he's potentially Chayav Misa. It was Yahar Vayavar. He should have avoided doing the even pain of death. But Shimon's cow gets no status.
So can Reuven himself eat from that cow if it's shechted, or is it asuprana for him only?
Probably can. Is it relevant?
It was relevant. I'm not. It was probably onto something. I don't remember. Okay.
to come. So again, what we have a big idea here, a very big, powerful, global idea in halacha, that we can think about all chalios in halacha and fall into one of two categories. Those that don't require das and those that do require das. And as we saw, a whole host of nafkaminas, a whole host of features that only apply to chalos that requires das, or only apply to chalos that doesn't require das. Only chalos that requires das can have tanai, can have lachazman, can have shir. Only chalos that doesn't require das is gadol omen al gabav, good enough. A chalos that does require das requires an actual gadol. Only by chalos that requires das we say ein adam aser davar shem shelo. Only by chalos that requires das can we begin to talk about being chozer, backing out within a few seconds. Only by a chalos that requires das can we discuss Eidus Lakiyam Adam. There are two more nafkaminas, but I think this is a long enough list for now. And our focus, again, is Eidus Lakiyam Adam. It's true that Sota is Dama Sheva'erva, but it's not, it doesn't require Das. Chalitza, at least according to Rambam, maybe according to everyone, doesn't require Das. So that's why Sota and Chalitza, they're in the world of Dama Sheva'erva, but they don't require das, and therefore they don't need Edim watching you express that das. Now, so that's one big idea. You'll remember, how did we get into all this? We're not learning Vamas. We're learning Kitten. We got into this because Tosis had some curious things to say at the end of a very long and important Tosis in Daf Dal Manaf Masechus Gittin, the Masel Tekaimelon. Tosis, after talking about the fact that you need Edim Lakiyam Adavar at the time of Mesiras Haget, and Rabbi Yonatan had said, by the way, even Rabbi Meir agrees. Rabbi Meir might not. Rabbi Meir may disagree with Rabbi Lazar about how you define a chepta of a shtar. Does it have to be signed or not? But Rabbi Yonatan said, but they all agree. You have to have Eidei Mesira watching the act of Mesira Saget because you need Eidei Sakiyam Adavar. And then Tosis got into a discussion. Well, how about Shtarei Mamon? Shtarei Mamon. Not Harei Mutar Sechal Adam Aget, but rather Sadi Mechurlach, Sadi Nesunalach, Shtar Matana, Shtar Mechir, when the Shtar Mechir serves as a Shtar Kenyan, not just as documentation of the Kenyan Kesef. So Tosis says, well, maybe yes and maybe not. And the maybe not, Tosis says, well, after you have that references, the Maram is that Gemara and Kedushin, a difference between getting the Kedushin versus Mom. So why yes? Well, Tosis only thinks that you would need Eis Lakiyam Adavar by Kinyan and Shtar, not by Kinyan and Kesef, as was pointed out yesterday, and only according to Rabbi Elazar. Why would that be? Even Rabbi Meir, Tosis just made the point that Rabbi Meir also thinks you need Eidei Mesira watching for Eis Lakiyam Adavar when you give a get. But Tosis, when he suggests it by Shtar Imamon, he just says for Rabbi Elazar, Eidei Mesira Kar. So this is cure. What's going on? What's going on? What's going on with maybe you need a Sakim Adavar by Shtari Mamon, maybe you don't. But even if you do, it's only for the Mesir Karasi, it's only for Shtari Mamon, not for other Kinyan of Mamon. Why? What's the issue? So we're going to use this idea and add one more piece to it. And we'll add one more piece, and then I'll leave it for you to. I'll give you one more piece for now, and then you'll have overnight to think about how this can solve our kashas. Adkan is what Rebbe Chaim lays out and Rebbe Chanan elaborates on, that there are chalios that require das and chalios that don't require das. Rabbi Shechter, I'm not sure how much this is from the Rav and how much of it is his own, points out that there's more nuance than that. It's not just things that do require das, things that don't require das. Within the chalios that require das, there are different levels of how much das you need. So a lower level is what the Rambam called hafla. Neder, Mizirus, Trumas and Maestras, those things, hafla, das hafla, is a lower level of das. How do I know? As opposed to, let's say, das kinyanim. How do I know that das hafla is a lower level of das kinyanim? What are the differences? In what way, you think about what we've said so far about das. The word das appears in Shas in conjunction specifically with which aspect, with which of the nafkaminas? But you need a gadol, right? Chereshot v'kazal, la bar das, he can't do, he doesn't have das. Well, when it comes to the world of neder and other haflos, there is a din, which might be daraisa, of mufla hasamach le'ish. That during the year before bar bas mitzvah, the Mishnayos tell us, if a boy who's 12, a girl who's 11, takes a neder, so we'll ask them, both kenosa. If you're within a year of godless, we'll check him out, we'll check her out. If they understand what they were saying, so then the neder is chal, the Mishnah. Mufla hasamach leish. There ain't no such din by kinyanim, only by haflos. So that bespeaks a lower level of das. Right. Godless is necessary for das, but by haflos, sometimes even almost godless is good enough. That means it's a little bit less das is needed. There's another very famous din, probably one of the most famous dinim about nedarim, captures the fact that the das is weaker. What's one of the most famous dinim of nedarim? Exactly. Well, not just mefer, you can be matir. I can be shol on a neder, hataras nedarim. And I'll be pashas, you can do a hataras discussion about this by some of these other haflos also. I might be able to be shol for a hatar, request hatara on hafrashas truma. Or a hakdasha. What do you mean I'm shoel? The basin will figure out that really, you know, if I would have realized a certain fact, I never would have taken the nether. So my das is a little bit weak. You don't say that by a kinyan. If I would have known, I wouldn't have bought. No, unless it's a mum, an undisclosed mum, unless it's a mekach toast. But normally there's no such thing as hataras mekach, no she'ela or hatara. That bespeaks the fact that the das hafla to begin with is a weaker das, and something that can be retroactively cancelled. So you see that das kinyanim is a higher level of das hafla. Then you can go even further, talk about the difference between das kinyanim mamon versus das getting the kiddushin. What are the differences? In what way do you see that the level of das you need for getting the kiddushin is higher level than for mamon? By the way, just to stop for a moment, you know, that is an intuitive notion. Making a decision to marry or to divorce is a weighty decision. That's a lot more significant than financial transactions. The level of decision making power that halacha demands is going to be higher. Oh. How do I see it? So number one, number two. Number one is Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, that the Brisker Rav points out and say for the one, I think it's the one piece in the Tosfos, before the Brisker Rav Sefer was published, Shechter mentioned that before it was published, his one of his chavrusas, whom you know as Rabbi Michael Hecht, who led our institution a number of years, his chasnas, the Torah he said at his chasnas tish, was about the triple machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Is there a formal need to say Harei Mekudeshas by Kiddushin, more so than by regular Kinyanei Mamon? Is it just about, it has to be clear what I intend, or no, there's a formal need to express your das? It could be, according to some, Yesh Omrim, some Rishonim hold, machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, is a formal need for Amira. It's not just make sure you know what I mean. No, I have to actually say, not have to do the ma'isa. The formal need for amira. That's a higher level of das. Actually, I need to articulate what my decision is. Another nafkamina, alpi pashtus, is edus lakiyim adavar. We don't require edus lakiyim adavar for kinyane mamon. I can alpi pashtus. I can buy and sell without Edim, Loever, Sahadi, El Shakri. You just have to be able to figure out what the facts are, what happened. But getting the Kiddushin, it's not Chad. The Gemara says Beferish by Kiddushin, and again, Tosas here, and most Rishon assume the same is true by Get as well. And we close for now with this. What is Edus Lakiyim Adavar? Why does it make any sense? We grew up knowing about it. The Gemara said it. What does it mean? So Shechter quotes from the Rav, it's the solemnizing effect of people watching. In other words, you do things differently when people are watching. I'm going to have a conversation with you else is watching, so one level of seriousness, right? But other people are watching, all of a sudden, it makes it, so the degree of das that you need for kinyan mamon, it's enough to have the das you express without necessarily verbalizing it, and without people watching. But when people are watching, that further raises the level of das. To be enough das, that not only could work for kinyan mamon, but even could work for getting to be kiddushin. The role of Eitz HaKiyum HaDavar is to further raise the level of das. And that's a key idea that you can think over the next afternoon and night, how that understanding, now Eitz HaKiyum HaDavar is a feature of das, specifically a feature of, it creates the extra high level of das, it's generally necessary if you're getting to kiddushin. How might that explain what our Tosis pilpuls about das? And there's one other Rishon, who you may have seen, or you should look for, who raises the possibility of Eitz HaKiyum HaDavar by one other type of kinyan mamon. And both of those, hopefully, will fall into beautiful place. All the details. Kol davar amikamo yavo b'shalom. Enjoy your lunch, Rabbi Yisrael.